Nearly every week, at least one person who's taking a statin patent medicine to so-called lower cholesterol, unquote, quote unquote, and another patent medicine to control blood pressure will check in to consult at a home clinic physician. More often than not, that person, whether a man or a woman, is burdened with more fat than he or she would like. Most of the time, that individual has not been told, unless they've been to a natural medicine doctor somewhere, or to a home clinic, that he or she almost certainly has a good chance of having type 2 diabetes. Yeah, within a very few years. Uh-huh. They've not been told that the patented statin that they're taking and antihypertensive drug have absolutely no chance to prevent type 2 diabetes, and that in fact, according to WebMD no less, quote, I'm quoting them now, statins can lead to weight gain, raise blood sugar levels, and increase the level chances of type 2 diabetes. And a lot of people are given statins because their cholesterol is high. Well, why shouldn't they? Because it'll increase the risk of type 2 diabetes, and even worse, it's never been explained to any of these statin and antihypertensive pill-swallowing individuals that one very major cause of simultaneous high cholesterol and high blood pressure is an overly active insulin signal, and that overly active insulin signal is just a red flag saying type 2 diabetes is common. Yes, the entire picture, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain, especially around the middle, is most often caused by that overly active insulin signal and can all be reversed. Yes, that's all. The high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain by the same natural program. A person's specific diet plan, a very particular form of exercise, which by the way has been researched to help turn around pre-diabetes and type 2 diabetes, and individualized supplementation, which gradually controls that overly active insulin signal. Type 2 diabetes need never happen. That's because the natural program eliminates the cause of the problem. Hey, cause of high blood pressure and high cholesterol isn't a lack of patent medicines, folks. It isn't. You all know that if you're listening. Well, that's what Tahoma Clinic physicians do, work to find the cause of the health problem if we can. And nobody's saying we can find it every time, but we usually can find it, and very frequently, when we don't find it, we can get close to the cause anyway, and correct it using nature's substances and nature's energies. The cause of health problems is never, ever, ever a lack of patent medicines. Remember, a very, very large majority of those patent medicines are space alien molecules. Just in case you don't know what a space alien molecule is, it's a molecule that's never been present on planet Earth for all the hundreds of thousands of years that humans have been here. Till maybe the last 50 or 60 years, or maybe even give it 200 years, how many hundreds of thousands of people have been here? And these patent medicines have never been present on planet Earth. So how could they possibly be good for human health, perhaps in those extreme emergencies? And they all have adverse effects. You very likely heard that those statins raise the risk of type 2 diabetes. Yeah, I mentioned that a little bit ago. And you might look for a book entitled Lipitor, Thief of Memory. Lipitor is a statin for the one person who doesn't know. Written by Duane Graveline, spelled D-U-A-N-E, Graveline, M-D, who had his own memory very adversely affected by taking a statin. But back to type 2 diabetes and pre-diabetes. Since 1975, Tahoma Clinic physicians have been using a test that can very accurately predict that an individual will have type 2 diabetes as much as 20 to 30 years in advance. I am not kidding at all. We've had occasion to run this on teenagers, and you can tell this one here is going to be diabetic in 20, 30, 40 years, and that one isn't. Yeah, you can. From what you have just heard, you might guess, and if you did, you're quite correct, that it's a test of how the insulin signal responds to a sugar challenge. If that insulin signal is overly active and not corrected, down the road, type 2 diabetes will be the result. Yes, it's very possible to reverse to eliminate type 2 diabetes Tahoma Clinic physicians have been helping folks to do this for decades. But why not prevent it? Save yourself a lot of complications. Especially if there's type 2 diabetes in your family, consider the Kraft prediabetes test. It's named after Dr. Joseph Kraft, a physician who supervised over 15,000 of these tests. And Joseph Kraft, the last name is spelled K-R-A-F-T, K-R-A-F-T. You can read many more details about this test in the book, The Diabetes Epidemic and You. Just put The Diabetes Epidemic and You into your search engine along with Dr. Joseph Kraft, K-R-A-F-T. You can see Dr. Kraft himself on YouTube. Yeah. If you want to know for sure if you are or are not on the road to type 2 diabetes, with all the extra risk type 2 diabetes carries of Alzheimer's disease, kidney failure, heart attack, stroke, and cataract, and vision problems, ooh, who needs that? Age doesn't matter to find out. Dr. Kraft's test can find extra risk for type 2 diabetes in teenagers and even children. If you want to know if you're genetically predisposed to type 2 diabetes, check with a Tahoma physician. Have the Kraft prediabetes test run. Type 2 diabetes can be prevented every time if a person knows that it may be in their future and actually does some things about it. Diet, supplementation, exercise. But, of course, specific to that person. One other thing, guys, that a high insulin signal does to us, that high signal drains away testosterone by turning it into too much estrogen. Well, we all know that in both men and women, to make estrogen is preceded by testosterone, which is preceded up the road by, yes, everybody's heard of pregnenolone and progesterone. Yep. Mm-hmm. And our bodies take the testosterone and turn it into estrogen. And women are really efficient at doing that. And they leave a little bit of testosterone behind because it's a little bit's necessary for ladies to maintain muscles and a few other things. Guys, just ask any lady. Us guys are slow. And our bodies only turn a little bit of testosterone into estrogen slowly. But if we're pre-diabetic, and the longer that high insulin signal's been going on, guys, it turns up the speed of turning testosterone into estrogen. And believe it or not, that occurs in 1 out of 3 men. I'm not kidding. Just check with the Centers for Disease Control about how many folks are ultimately destined for type 2 diabetes if they don't watch it. How many in our country are diabetic or pre-diabetic? Over 100 million. That's 1 in 3. And that turning too much testosterone into estrogen problem, which is caused by the high insulin signal that is findable by Dr. Joseph Kraft's test and says, you're pre-diabetic, that's findable decades before the blood sugar finally rises and identifies a guy as, okay, now you're type 2 diabetic. For any men listening today, if your testosterone has been found to be low, but you don't have type 2 diabetes, was it explained to you that you actually do have a 1 in 3 chance of type 2 diabetes in the future? Were you tested for it when your testosterone was found to be low? Especially if other family members have or have had actually have this problem? Why not? Or were you given the knee-jerk testosterone prescription along with a knee-jerk prescription of Arimidex, also called anastrozole? I do mean knee-jerk because it's ignoring the rest of the person's health. Taking that patent medicine anastrozole, Arimidex, only blocks the testosterone to estrogen transformation, but it doesn't do a darn thing to prevent type 2 diabetes. Not a thing if it's in your future. Okay, here's some clues, folks, from both men and women. 2 body signs that risk of type 2 diabetes is high. 4 research reports, including one based on statistics from the National Health and Health Examination Survey, abbreviation NHHES, tell us if you have even a little bit of osteoarthritis, you have an 80% chance of metabolic syndrome in your system, which is the last step before type 2 diabetes. Why doesn't that get publicized? If you have osteoarthritis, you have an 80% chance of metabolic syndrome followed by type 2 diabetes. 4 published studies. And other research done in Texas shows that if you have those little skin tags hanging off under your arms or in the groin or on the neck, and I've seen them on the back and elsewhere, you also have that 80% chance of developing type 2 diabetes. So, folks, if you have skin tags or osteoarthritis, check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Get the Kraft diabetes test done because your chances are 8 in 10. Remember, type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible, and if you have it, Tama physicians can help you to reverse it. But why not prevent it? Much less wear and tear on your body that way, and a significant chance to stay healthy while living longer. Check with a Tama Clinic physician. Have the Kraft prediabetes test done. If you want, you can read about this test at all those W's and Meridian Valley Lab, meridianvalleylab.com. In addition to reading Dr. Kraft's book, The Diabetes Epidemic and You. And if the Kraft prediabetes test is positive, you could prevent type 2 diabetes from catching you, and you can take a big step towards a much healthier and probably longer lifetime.